I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. In the 1950s, poet Weldon Keyes documented a transformative car trip in his poem Travels in North America. 60 years later, another poet, Ray Gonzalez, summoned the aching ghost of Keyes to join him in his own exploratory car trip, crossing New Mexico with Weldon Keyes. Now, the inspiration passes to composer and UNM grad student Luke Gullickson, who created a musical variation on that car trip titled Crossing New Mexico with Weldon Keyes and Ray Gonzalez. It premieres this month in Albuquerque, and Luke Gullickson is with me now. Luke, welcome.
Thank you.
These poems by Gonzalez and Keyes do not offer a romantic vision of traveling or of America. Did that approach appeal to you?
Certainly. Like many people who moved here from elsewhere, I've been very inspired by the spaces and places of the American West. But the more time you spend out here, you learn that the spaces that looked empty are not empty, and that every nowhere you go to is somebody else's home from oftentimes many generations. So I hope that I'm suggesting a sense of not being a spectator of the West, but of being a participant in this place and of trying to hear the sounds and smell the smells and see the sights and be part of it.
There's also a real sense in these poems of restlessness, of searching for something. Did that strike a chord with you?
Yes, certainly did. Searching and the theme of disappearance in Weldon Keyes' poem and also his sort of ghostly presence in Ray Gonzalez's poem were both very inspiring to me. When I let the feeling of the journey that he was taking just seep into my mind and then just sat down and began to write music in a straight line, it just began to suggest itself.
I know there is a strong sense of landscape and natural forces in your music. You have also worked as a wilderness guide. Those elements are certainly part of these poems. Was that a connection that was important for you?
Yeah, because I love the sounds of wind in New Mexico. And I remember being out at the Cottonwood Gulch Foundation in the Zuni Mountains and just laying in bed and hearing the different winds moving in different directions through the trees and thinking that if I could write any music that was half as beautiful as that, then it would have been a life well lived.
Does wind or silence figure in this new piece as well?
I think a lot of people who hear my music are surprised at the number of empty bars that there are. There's a lot of space. There's not necessarily literal silence, but there's a lot of the decay of sounds. You might hit a chord on the piano and then let it ring. And then the things that happen as the chord rings are as important as the initial attack.
How do you know, Luke, when a new piece of music is finished?
It's a great question. And a lot of composers really struggle with that. Nadia Boulanger, who was one of the most famous composition teachers of the last 100 years, said that great pieces or pieces, period, are never finished. They're only abandoned. But in my case, because I was writing in this linear process, I really just kept doing a certain number of bars every morning until it was just done, until I had worked through the ideas and it came to a natural close. And then I put the double bar at the end and I was done.
Composer, musician, and UNM grad student Luke Gullickson premieres a trio for flute, violin, and piano, inspired by poems of Weldon Keyes and Ray Gonzalez. That's February 24th at Sunday Chatter in Albuquerque. Information and more from Luke at KUNM.org. I'm Spencer Beckwith.